We're looking at the Shantytown dress, and of course, this is what started the collection. The collector, James Tumblin, worked with Universal and was in a behind-the-scenes area and found this dress in a, sort of a heap of costumes that were to be thrown away. And he started asking questions about it. He actually looked at the label and recognized what it was, and asked a few questions and expressed his really enthusiastic desire to have the dress. And so he actually had the opportunity to purchase it for $20. And that's what started the collection. And of course, the dress that we're looking at here, you see it in its gray original form. But in the movie, of course, in the Shantytown scene, it's very, very blue. That's the Technicolor that came out in the film.
And Technicolor was a very new technology at the time, yes?
Yes, it was, yeah. That was one of the key elements of the film when it was released in 1939.
Why do you think this film has endured as such a cultural touchstone, such a point of interest over the years?
Well, I think it's a good question. I think there's a variety of reasons for it. It comes from different perspectives. We saw some of that on opening weekend with the visitors who came who were very enthusiastic about this being here. We had individuals traveling from out of state. We had individuals who are over 90 who actually attended the original filming in Atlanta at the Lowe's Theater, the original screening. We had young ladies who today are called Wendy's, fans of the film, who were decked out in full costume, just as wonderful as you see on the exhibit here, in their antebellum dresses. So we also had a mother who came with her daughter. The daughter's name was Scarlett. So there was just a variety of people, all ages, coming from different areas, who felt like the film had touched them in some way in their lives, or the story had. And I think that's what resonates, and I think that's what resonates about history, what you connect with and what touches you personally in your life.
And there's a local connection here in this exhibition as well. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Here, what we did was we looked at the time of the film screening, and we were segregated at that time in the country. And so one of the ways that we portrayed that information is just how African Americans were able to or not able to view the film in the early years of its release. The other local element, which I think is obviously much lighter in nature but very interesting, is how our local retailers commercialized, jumped on that commercial bandwagon, and all of the advertisements that use different cliches from Gone with the Wind and details from Gone with the Wind.
What are some of the examples of this local usage of Gone with the Wind?
One of my favorites is actually from the Orlando Sentinel, and we have some women's accessories and clothing articles, and the tagline in the newspaper advertisement is, "Morgan's prices have gone with the wind. Scarlett would like spring topper coats at $4.88